You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Tribulation's coming. Why? And what can we do about it? All right. We are definitely going to finish this today. Brief recap. In Leviticus 26, starting in verse 14, God tells us that those that are in a covenant relationship with Him, that abhor His laws, despise His commandments, refuse to obey Him, violate that covenant, and makes Him angry, and He will punish us for our sins. To try and wake us up, to try and get us to realize that evil is not the way we should go. That refusing to obey Him is sinning, it's evil, so He tries to get us to repent. If we refuse, we end up getting punished 16,807 times with plagues, wasting disease, pestilence. You know, let me put that in today's terminology. Cancer, that's the big one. Heart attack, cardiovascular problems, leukemias, diabetes, autoimmune disease, kidney failure. These are all a result of us refusing to obey God. 21 times He tells us, I will, He Himself will punish us for our violations and rebellion against His laws. Wake up, smell the coffee, and repent. It's just that simple. Today we rebel, we violate the vast majority of God's commandments. We won't have anything to do with Him. We don't want to hear about it. We just don't care. The religious leaders of our times have deceived us into thinking it's okay to violate 81 of the 133 categories of law that God commands us to observe. The most obvious and blatant one is Sabbath keeping. Saturday is the Sabbath. It is not Sunday. Find it in the Bible. You won't find it because it doesn't exist. It was what became the Catholic Church that substituted Sunday for Saturday. They're very proud of it. They're proud that all the Protestants follow them on it, and they say it proves that they had the authority to do that. I don't keep Sunday because I ain't a Catholic. Why do you keep Sunday if you do? Why do we violate the vast majority of God's laws? There's a day of reckoning coming. Matthew 24:19 says, "But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath." The winter is easy to understand. It's cold. The Sabbath, that tells you that it's still in existence right before Jesus returns, before the plagues are let loose. "For then will be great tribulation such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor shall ever be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." Doesn't say you're raptured out of here. Jesus cuts it short and He returns for His people before they're all dead and there's nobody left to return for. Repent. It's that simple. Stop sinning. That's not so simple, but the concept is very simple. Obey God. Love Him. Do it because you love Him. Here's how you learn more. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.